Here's a story about a small-town lawyer who has been making headlines taking on the military. Frank Spinner is a retired Air Force officer who is now a civilian defense attorney in Colorado Springs. And as NPR's John McChesney reports, Spinner has made a name for himself representing servicemen and women who've gotten caught up in scandals the Pentagon would just as soon forget.
Frank Spinner says if you cut his wrist, he would bleed Air Force blue. His father was military, his brother graduated from the Air Force Academy, and Spinner himself spent 24 years in the Air Force, mostly as a military lawyer. For several years, he taught law at the Air Force Academy. Now, he's the attorney the Pentagon loves to hate, judging by the nickname he claims some of the top brass there have given him, Frank G.D. Spinner. He has no doubt what the GD stands for. Spinner earned those initials by holding the government's feet to the fire in a slew of high-profile military trials.
Who's going to hold the military justice system accountable when their cases become overly politicized? If it's not the defense counsel working within that system, then I don't know who will.
Many of Frank Spinner's clients have made headlines. The pilot of a jet that killed 20 people on a ski gondola in Italy. Air Force Lieutenant Kelly Flynn charged with adultery. Army National Guard Specialist Sabrina Harmon, one of the seven Abu Ghraib prison scandal defendants. And most recently, a Navy SEAL lieutenant charged with beating an Iraqi detainee. In each of those cases, Spinner won either an acquittal or a reduced sentence. Since he retired from the Air Force in 1994, Spinner has been on a short list of civilian lawyers who know how to defend military clients, and the calls keep coming in.
Hence my golf game is not where I wanted it to be.
Spinner's edge in military courts comes from the things he learned as an Air Force lawyer. When, Spinner says, he saw close up how the military circles its wagons when it comes under attack, as in the Abu Ghraib prison scandal.
I think you have to look at the Pentagon like any major corporation in America. And when they come under public scrutiny and they're put in a negative light, they're going to react in a way, oftentimes to protect the corporate heads, and oftentimes that results in scapegoating people at the lower level. And I've seen that happen over and over again with the Pentagon. The difference between the Pentagon and, say, a corporate giant is that they have prosecutorial power.
In his closing argument for Army Specialist Sabrina Harmon, one of the Abu Ghraib Seven, Spinner said the Army wants to shame her for appearing in pictures that degraded detainees. Shame on the Army, Spinner said, for not exerting leadership at Abu Ghraib and for scapegoating a 26-year-old ex-pizza maker. Harmon was convicted, but trial observers agreed she got a light sentence because of Spinner's spirited defense. Navy Lieutenant Michael Lucan recently served as Spinner's co-counsel.
Frank is the calm sea in the weather of the storm, if you will. He manages to contain his emotions and concentrate on what's best for the client at that particular time. He just has that calm presence. It gives him so much credibility.
Spinner volunteers that he is an evangelical Christian, but he says he feels that the leadership at the Air Force Academy clearly crossed the line by promoting Christianity there. He says his faith fuels his righteous indignation as a defense lawyer. Spinner says he keeps his fees relatively low and often caps the cost of defense, no matter how long or how much travel it takes to do the job.
Because I want enlisted military members to be able to hire me without having to mortgage their futures and their children's futures.
In his most recent controversial court-martial, Spinner defended Navy SEAL Lieutenant Andrew Ledford. Ledford was charged with striking a detainee, Monadel al-Jamadi, and allowing his men to beat the prisoner after they captured him. Al-Jamadi, suspected of blowing up a Red Cross facility, died in CIA custody after Ledford's SEAL team turned him over. During his closing argument, Spinner said he felt the heroes were being treated like villains. The jury acquitted Ledford of all charges. But Spinner says the al-Jamadi case should not be closed because he died during a CIA interrogation.
I think the CIA should answer for how they handled al-Jamadi in a public forum, in a public way. I'm not saying a criminal trial necessarily, but the Army has made the Abu Ghraib soldiers face a public forum. The Navy has now made a Navy SEAL team face a public forum for their involvement, so why shouldn't the CIA be held up to the same public scrutiny?
Spinner says he's not optimistic that will ever happen, But this fall, Spinner will be representing an Army warrant officer charged with the murder of an Iraqi general who died after being interrogated by Army and CIA personnel. Spinner says part of his defense will be the CIA's role in that interrogation. John McChesney, NPR News.